Bentornati tifosi napoletani to another edition of Far From Vesuvius. I'm once again your host, Rafa Rispo, and I am bringing you an episode of the Raf and Raf rant. We just beat Torino 2-0 on the road. Should have been 5, could have been 10. But today's guest with myself and Rafi Bizzaro is the match commentator for that match, Patrick Kendrick. He joins us on his walk back to his apartment in Milan. And Mr. Kendrick is a Serie A commentator, and he's a great one. He did this match. We had a lot of fun with him for about 20 minutes, and then Raf and myself took to you, the fans, the viewers, the listeners, asking questions, making comments, talking about, you know, where this puts us. And I'll tell you right now, really quick before we start, we go to bed tonight and wake up in the morning in third place. Third, 2 points behind Atalanta, who takes second. Milan lose to Lazio 3-0. The match was on while we were on having our rant. So, yeah, Milan lose. Drop down to fifth as it stands. Inter, Atalanta, Napoli, Juventus, Milan. So let me not waste any more time. Let's get to it. The rant with Patrick Kendrick. Be sure to look out for another edition of a regular, proper Far From Vesuvio audio podcast. Myself and Marco Cubani D'Onofrio a little bit later this week. But enjoy this rant. And as always, Forza Napoli sempre.
And benvenuti, fellas and bellas all over the world. Welcome to the Raf and Raf post-game rant. I am your host, Raf Pizzaro, joined by my co-host, Rafa Rispo. And in the house tonight, we got Patrick Kendrick here. Welcome, Patrick. How are you today?
Thank you very much, gents. I'm good. I'm just walking home, so I apologize for any sounds of ambulances or cars driving by or whatever, and occasionally I'm gonna have to hide my face with this mask as per Italian law, but great to be here with you anyway.
Quite all right, we love the noise. We're from New York, so we're used to that kind of stuff, you know.
You're from New York. Absolutely. And you support Napoli, so yeah, I mean, you're familiar with noise.
Yeah, and
you can imagine
noises.
it was a noisy household growing up, Patrick.
Yeah,
welcome, guys. Welcome, Ken. Guys, great game tonight. Napoli defeat Torino in their stadium 2-0 tonight. Patrick Kendrick. Welcome. You called an excellent game. I want to start there. We were with you the whole time. Tell me, quick thoughts. How'd you see this game today? How did you see Napoli's performance versus Torino, maybe? Maybe small delay, guys. Sorry about that. I don't know if you heard me, Kendrick. Patrick, Mr. Kendrick, I should start calling. Patrick?
Patrick, can you hear us?
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I was really impressed with Napoli today, to be honest. I thought they were really slick going forward, lovely interchange. I mean, there were just so many chances. I was just watching the highlights back just after the game. And I don't know if you can hear me, guys. The connection's cutting out slightly, but
I can hear you.
I can hear you well. Can you hear me now?
Yes,
we can hear you.
Apologize for the
That's okay.
The technical headaches.
It's okay.
I'll keep talking. No, absolutely. I thought Napoli were very impressive. The interchange, creating chances at will. I thought they had lots of opportunities in the first half. I was just watching the highlights back. I thought most of the chances came after the break, but watching it back, certainly in the second half, there were loads of chances. Jelinski hitting the post, Insigne hitting the post. I mean, it could have been 7 or 8, to be honest. So,
right.
Absolutely delighted to see such a comprehensive performance. It bodes really well for next season, because I think Napoli should, on paper, be Inter's main challengers next season. Juventus are in disarray. They're going to have a period of rebuilding, I think, and Milan aren't there yet. And I think Napoli should be Inter's main challenges next season, and performances like this, albeit they should have scored 6 or 7, just go to show how much depth there is in the squad, how much potential there is in this side. And personally, I would keep Gattuso at the helm for another season and see what he can do with a season free of injuries, hopefully with supporters back in the ground. And it'd be really interesting to see what Napoli could produce, because performances like tonight really hint at just what a good team they are.
I agree, Patrick, and there might be quite a lag here. You might not hear us for a minute. But, you know, I really think that Bakayoko stood out today. I think that a lot of Husai played really well. Deme, as we spoke about off the air. You know, Osimhen got his goal. And I think that Napoli are flying high. I think that they came today to win, and they needed this win. But Patrick, how do you feel about the rest of the way? I mean, I know you touched on it that Napoli should be the team to finish in fourth. With the schedule that Milan have, they have to play Atalanta and Juventus. The Juventus as well has to play Inter. You know, there's a three-way tie as we speak. You know, Milan have to play in just a little bit against Lazio. But if Lazio were to beat Milan and this three-way tie like goes through to the end of the season, you know, one team has to be left out. And I'm pretty sure Napoli, if they continue the way they are with this easier schedule than the rest, will be a team that's included. I think with Atalanta, it goes without saying. But which of the two between Milan and Juventus do you think would miss out should Napoli be the team to finish in third?
That's a really good question. And I think Napoli probably are favourites to finish in third because of the fixture list. And I think you're right. I think they've learnt a lot from earlier on in the season. You know, those defeats to teams like Spezia, which were really disappointing, the home loss to Sassuolo. But in terms of who do I think will finish fourth if Napoli do finish third, I think the other team to be in the top four, along with Atalanta and Napoli, and obviously Inter as champions, I think it'll be Juventus, just on the basis that they've been there and done it. They've got the greater know-how and the greater experience. And I still think this Milan squad is quite green and quite young and quite raw. And I think they might just miss out because they're running out of momentum. They're running out of steam. And I think Juventus still have enough big players and top quality footballers to get them over the line, even accounting for Pirlo's inexperience. So I think, I don't know if it'll necessarily be Napoli finishing third. I think Napoli will make the top four, and I think Juventus will be there with them. And I think Milan, for all that finishing, you know, top at the halfway stage, the winter champions, I don't think they'd have expected to be missing out on Champions League football. I could be wrong, but that's my hunch watching some of the teams recently, certainly.
Well, I'm behind on time for some reason. I thought that the match hadn't started yet. Apparently, we're in the 22nd minute.
Yeah, and Milan up 1-0.
Milan are down 1-0, and I had no
idea. Yeah, Joaquin Correa, I saw, scored early on, I think. Yeah, so
I mean, almost scored almost scored a second goal too. Donnarumma did come up with a big save. So it's going to be real tight. You know, Lazio wants it. They're going to try to fight for that fourth spot as well. They still have that game in hand. In fact, I'm gonna let the
if it ever gets played.
that was gonna be my next question, because I mean, Lazio are still in it. You know, they're not gone. You know, we took care of Lazio on Thursday, but they still have a shot, an outside shot to be in it if this match is played. What do you think is gonna happen with that? You know, I know it's Lazio news, but it could be relevant to Napoli. So.
Absolutely, it could be relevant. The latest news on that is it's supposed to be slated for the 18th of May. I think they found another midweek slot, which, if I'm not mistaken, is probably the evening before the cup final. I think that's the 19th of May, although it's not yet confirmed. But they're talking about Lazio-Torino, if it's to be replayed, being replayed on the 18th of May, because as of the 19th, so as of the... But yes, if they do have the Coppa Italia final, obviously that'll be in Rome. So that pitch is going to get a working over. But I think the FIGCI, the Italian FA, has to actually hand over the Olimpico because it's a Euro 2020 host venue. I think they have to do that by the 19th of May so that they can get the ground ready for the 10th of June, which is the first game, Italy-Turkey, the first game of the entire tournament. So it's going to take some doing, to be honest. But I think if the game weren't to be replayed, that would surely only be because it was ruled as a 3-0 walkover in favour of Lazio. But let's not dwell on that, because a lot has been written and been said about the precedents with games like that, which we know all too well. So I hope it is replayed. I hope Torino get the opportunity to actually face Lazio. I think it was good sense for them not to travel. And obviously, it was the decision was out of their hands. But yeah, no, I mean, there's so many twists and turns to come. I mean, you know, Napoli's next game is not nailed on either. I mean, you know, Torino is tough on paper because they're battling for their lives. The same goes for Cagliari. They've won 3 in a row as well. And they've got a lot more. They've got quality players, a lot more quality players compared with Torino. So we shall see. It's not a case of just looking at the fixture list and saying, yeah, that's 15 points for Napoli. Top four, job done. We're back in the Champions League, you know?
Right. Right, Napoli still have work to do. And I'll tell you what, Matteo Casale in our chat brings up a really good point. He says, Ralph, and I don't know if you want to put this up there, but sure. He says that the Coppa final should be at the Mapei in Sassuolo. What are the chances that they decide to move the Coppa Italia final from Roma to make sure that the Lazio match is done? Like, will the Italians come to their sense and say, you know what, maybe we should move this match to Milan or to the Mapei or something like that? Because, you know, that things have to get done the right way, you know. Far be it for the Fiji Chi to do something the right way, but you know.
Well, you make a very good point, because the Mapei is obviously it's a good ground. That was where Napoli played the Super Cup, which we won't dwell on that too long because of obviously the way that result went. But the region, Emilia-Romagna, have been pumping a lot of money into sports, and they've been really pushing to host events. So if that is the case, that the cup final's held in Reggio Emilia, then I think that's probably a good venue choice, and it's the one time you can get away with it because it's a reduced capacity. But the way things are in Italy at this moment in time, if I'm not mistaken, Mario Draghi, the new PM, has announced that you can have supporters back in grounds, but as of the 1st of June, which obviously is relevant for Euro 2020. But obviously the league season will be over by then. So that would be quite a sensible decision. Also logistically, because lest we forget, it's Atalanta against Juventus. So it's two teams from the north. And Reggio Emilia is really easy to get to. It's less than an hour from Milan on the fast train. So it's under two from Turin. And Bergamo is fairly easy to get to from Reggio Emilia as well. So that would certainly make sense logistically. And I don't see how the game can't be replayed. It's just a case of finding the date and then getting it sorted. And both teams will be keen to play it. Torino need the points. Napoli, Lazio need the points. So you need to give them an opportunity to actually, you know, go toe-to-toe on the pitch, just as we saw in that Juve-Napoli game when it was finally replayed.
Right. So, Patrick, you've got one more Napoli game to call this season. I believe you said to me that it was the Bologna match. Am I correct?
I've got their next game against Cagliari, actually. I'm really looking forward to that. Because I've done two of Cagliari's last three. Yeah, I've done two of Cagliari's last three. So I did their 4-3 win over Parma, which was crazy. I did their 3-2 win over Roma yesterday, which was equally entertaining. Right. So I've got that next week. And then beyond that, I haven't had my bookings yet. So the fixtures were only just released this afternoon for match days 35, 36 and 37. 38, they have to wait to see who's playing for what and who needs to play at the same time. But there's definitely scope for me to do Napoli again. I've got a feeling I might be given the Spezia game, which is obviously ripe for revenge if you're an Azzurri supporter, because that was that might have been the lowest ebb of the season, I think. I still couldn't believe that game when I was watching it unfold, really. It was shocking. So, I'm sure I've got at least one, but scope for a few more, I think, yeah.
What was your favourite Napoli match to call this season?
That is a good question, because this one tonight was the first one in a while. Mm-hmm. Funnily enough, I actually enjoyed the... I actually enjoyed the game against Sampdoria recently, just because that Fabian Ruiz goal was one of the best goals I've called recently. I just loved it, the way they shifted the ball so quickly, and it was just, it was like watching someone play, it's like watching a 13-year-old play FIFA. Do you know what I mean? Like one of these teenagers that get paid like millions to stream FIFA on Twitch, and it was just on, it was like someone had a controller and they were just plotting it through. So there have been a few, but. I think, Rafa, you and I discussed it actually on Twitter. I don't have a particularly good record when I commentate Napoli matches, which is a bone of contention with my girlfriend's family. They're all from Naples, so I try and keep it quiet. I try and keep it quiet when I'm commentating on them, unless, you know, they win, and then I sort of proudly send through the highlights. But we got away with one tonight. But maybe it's still relevant, because any other commentator, that would have been another 6-0, you know, like it was against Genoa and Fiorentina, and yet it was only 2-0. I've never seen Mertens miss so many, you know, gilt-edged chances as he did tonight, you know. And it's just, especially when you saw the way he buried that one against Lazio on Thursday. I mean, those two he had tonight were so much easier. And that was the only surprise, really. But, gents, I'm going to have to leave you in a minute. I've probably got time for a couple more minutes. I don't know if you've... I apologize.
That's fine.
No,
that's fine. We... This is great.
At least the connection's working now.
Yeah, the connection
is better now.
Yeah.
Welcome to Italy. Yeah.
Welcome.
That's okay.
Well, sometimes it works. And sometimes...
Absolutely. Yeah, sometimes maybe good. Sometimes maybe shit. You know the rest.
100%. Yeah.
Patrick, so your girlfriend is Italian. Your girlfriend is Neapolitan. Are they Napoli fans? Are they big Napoli fans? Do you guys
talk
Napoli?
The family are. Yeah, she's not a huge football fan, which football is quite fan. Nice for me. I quite like it.
a little balance. Yeah, little balance.
I can switch off. You know, it's not just wall to wall football when I go home. Does make it occasionally tricky when I've been commentating all weekend and then I want to watch Champions League during the week. You know, there's a bit of bartering to be done there. But no, her mum is a huge Napoli fan, you know, and obviously I think you guys will have obviously seen this as well. The amount of people that claimed that they were, you know, abbonato, a season ticket holder, the seasons when Napoli won the league twice with Maradona. I mean, the San Paolo would have had to have held about 400,000 people for that to be true, to be honest. But she, not to doubt her story at all, but no, she used to go regularly. She was at the famous World Cup semi-final in 1990, you know, Argentina-Italy, cheering on Argentina again, a sort of Neapolitan folklore. So yeah, no, you know, you go in the house and there's all this, you know, there's this little posters and banners up that say, you know, if it's match day, find out what the Napoli score is, and you know, if they've lost, don't bother coming in. If they've drawn, zip it, and you know, if they've won, come in and enjoy the party. You know what I mean? No one celebrates like a Neapolitan. So no, I mean that's been really nice, and it was good doing the Coppa Italia final last year. I was very proud to do that with Napoli, and then obviously I did the Super Cup, which was a different result. But no, it's nice to see the team doing well. You know, I think as neutrals, everyone would have liked to have seen that Sarri team go on and win the league. It didn't happen. The Juventus reign is finally at an end. Maybe the fact that someone like Inter have won the league might actually help Napoli psychologically, you know, in the sense that maybe they can take the next step next season, because the onus isn't on them to break the cycle of Juve winning 9 in a row and also win their first league title in over 30 years. You know, it's almost one step at a time. I don't know who the coach is going to be. I hope it's Gattuso, because he's a nice man and he's a good tactician. And I've gone on a bit of a tangent here. But
we love it.
All that is to say, I'm very fortunate. I go to Naples a lot. My girlfriend's family are from Vomero, up on the hill. So,
Vomero. Yeah. My aunt. So my aunt lives at Vomero.
Best
gelato ever up in Vomero. That little corner spot near the train station.
Delicious. Oh yeah, yeah. No, there's plenty up there.
There's a couple.
Good stuff. No, but privileged to come on, guys. Hopefully next time I'll be able to linger a bit longer. And like I said, I've at least got the Spezia game. So all things being well, maybe I might be able to. I haven't got the Spezia game. I've got the Cagliari game. So all things being well, maybe I can make another guest appearance. But thanks for having me. And
thank you for coming
all
on.
All the best for the rest of the season.
We hope for a better next season. You know, next season, hopefully everything is lifted a little, some of the restrictions, and we can start traveling to the stadiums again. And hopefully. Yeah, hopefully next season we get some better stuff. But we'll see you then. We'll see you again soon. Hopefully you can come back on.
Patrick, enjoy your pizza, okay?
Cheers, guys. See you later.
Ciao, guys. Ciao, ciao.
Ciao, ciao.
All right.
Patrick Hendrick. Yes.
Awesome, guys.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just want to say, like, I appreciate him coming on. He was on his way home. He was coming. He even took off the mask, broke the law a little bit. Sure. So taking the risk, Monopoly. Thank you, Patrick.
Very cool. Very cool. Awesome. Yeah, man. He's a good guy. He's a good commentator. And employed by Serie A, so he'll be back next season, you know, notwithstanding all the rights things going on that's over there and the stuff that we had to go through here. I'm not sure how Paramount Plus is going to utilize the English language commentators. I think they have a plan to have some original English language commentators like ESPN did have with Bonetti and Donaldson. I think that there is a clause in the contract for Paramount Plus for them to have to use, I think, like 3 or 4 matches a week, also in Italian. So you get the option to have it in Italian language as well, which is really cool. But I'm pretty sure he'll be back next season to commentate more on Napoli. And it's pretty cool to listen to him knowing that his girlfriend is a big Napoli don and his
that's really cool. That's really cool.
So it gives him maybe an extra little like oomph for when he's commentating, even though he said that he tries to stay neutral. But
it's tough. Yeah. Huh? But Ralph, let's rip through these stats real quick. Let's remind everybody. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's remind everybody at home about the game, and then
do it.
Take it from there, guys. All righty then. So here we go with the lineup, guys. Excellent choice by today, Gattuso, man. No complaints here. Moret gets to start with Hissal on the left. Koulibaly, Rahmani today in for Manolas after he was suspended from a yellow card last game. Di Lorenzo gets the call up on the right, has an assist today. Bakayoko, great game. It's been shaky the last few games, but today certainly put out a nice performance. Same goes for Demir right next to him. The three in the front today, we see that Gattuso favoring these three men, Insigne, Zielinski, and then Politano. Bakayoko with the goal as well, by the way. Forgot to mention that. And then Ozinem right up front with a goal as well. It was weird. I was talking to Patrick right before we came on, Rafa, and he was like, wasn't sure if that was an own goal or a kick, but I think officially it was an Ozinem goal. It wasn't an own goal. It seemed to take a deflection. Like, Ozinem seemed to kick it, take a deflection off the defender, back onto his foot, back into the goal. Super weird, but a goal's a goal. I'll take it. He also picked up a yellow card. Petagna came in for him around the 80th minute. We also saw Lozano, Mertens, Elmas, and Fabian come in towards the middle and the end of the game there. But that was that for the lineup. Good job to the boys today. Going on to the stats, guys. 47% possession versus 53 to Napoli. 10 chances. This is the big one. 23 chances created for Napoli today. I mean, they were toying with Torino. How this game ended, only 2 goals for Napoli. Blame it on the rain. That's the only thing I can think of. 2 yellow cards, 1 red
blame
for Torino.
On the rain. Is that old? That old 80s song? Sorry, go ahead.
Sorry. Anyway, corner kick, 7 guys, 11 for Napoli. We did get 1 header off Rahmani today, I believe, header. So that was nice. 85% versus 87 to the pass success today, guys. Moving on to the shots. 14 total shots for Torino versus 25. Another banger for Napoli as far as shots today. 6 versus 11 on the missed shots. 5 versus 7 with the shots on target. 3 and 7 blocked shots, guys. All right, and that is our stats. pretty good game overall. Hello to everybody in the chat. Sorry, guys. We had to kind of, you know, we were pressed for time with Patrick, so we kind of wanted to get him out there, get a few words. Quentin, I know there was a couple questions. I'm sorry, but maybe Rafa and I will address them. But shout out to everybody in the chat. Big game today, guys. Super happy about the win. We had a 2-0 win. Could have been 5-0. Could have been 10-0. Who knows? Rafa, give me a little bit of outlook. Hey. Let me get your thoughts. Let's weigh in. Let's start the first half.
Yeah.
We picked up those two goals real quick today.
Quick two first goals. Was really, really impressed with Bakayoko's play in the beginning of the game. And then he got the goal, and I just lost my shit in the car, man. Like, I was on the way back home from work. I went in for just like a haircut and went in for about an hour and a half, 2 hours to kind of, like, you know, settle things in at the shop, make sure they're okay, and then see you later. I picked up some lunch and the match started. I for some reason thought it was 12:45 start, and then I got in the car and realized, oh, it was 12:30, the game is on. So put it in, and there you go. Bakayoko gets the goal, and then 2 minutes later, Osimhen gets the goal. And Bakayoko's shot was great placement, great, just a perfect shot, you know, like Patrick said, looked like something Fabian would have done.
Right.
And then Osimhen with the service from, I believe it was Husai, I think. The pass, the assist from,
yeah,
from
it was Osimhen. Kind of like a lot. Was it Husai, was it Di Lorenzo?
I don't remember. Maybe it was Di Lorenzo. Maybe it was Di Lorenzo then. Yeah, because
kind of like a long ball, right?
Yeah, like, yeah. No. Osimhen, it was the one where Osimhen, Osimhen, I'm trying to remember back. I think he stole the ball from the defender in Golu. Was that the ball where he took it? It was just him and the keeper at that point, and then Nkoli caught up to him.
Yes, but I remember there was a pass to him, and they called Di Lorenzo.
Yes, there was a pass to him. Yeah. I think
because I think Bakayoko doesn't get an assist because he carried the ball forward. So I think that's possibly how it works. Yeah. So
well, either way, Osimhen, Osimhen finding the goal. You know, no matter how he did, he found the goal. He got a couple of other shots in. He's finding space. It is a big win, and it was a win. You know, Zielinski beats. Sidigu hits the post, and then Insigne hits the post in the second half. The first half was good. You know, we were a little bit sloppy towards the end of the first half. We actually, it's funny that you like to slag off on us with corner kicks. Di Lorenzo almost scored an own goal off a corner kick.
Yes,
for Torino, and it took an Osimhen goal line clearance with his head to save.
Yes, him. Yes, but, it was. He played quite the game today. All little boys.
Yeah,
Pete, I was really happy with all of them. You know, honestly, I don't.
Pete Scala is confirming that he pressed the defense and won the ball, and then Husai pass was after that.
Was this the moment? Was a moment where Di Lorenzo and Husai kind of flip flop.
They did. They switched it up for a minute or two. They did.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know if that was Gattuso, because Patrick Hendricks said it during the broadcast. It was either Gattuso checking to see if that works or how that would work for a couple minutes, or maybe they just got caught out in each other's positions and had to stay there for a minute. But either way.
I think it was the latter, because I do remember he saw coming to that right side to stop a press. So, but who knows? Either way, it worked out. We got a goal from it. I mean, Bakayoko. It's so funny because, you know, we've been kind of knocking him so much lately. We did the Napoli 500. Stock went down. Sell him. We were just like, come on, what's going on here? But today, just he had it. I don't know.
Right. Well, you know, I think it's just his inconsistency throughout the season is what is going to lead to his, you know, I don't want to say downfall or demise with the club, but, you know, the fact that the fans are looking, you know, or calling for him to be sold or, you know, not pick up his loan deal or what have you. Lazio just scored. It's 2-0 now.
There you go, guys. Live report right there.
Boy, yes, sir.
Oh boy, I'm gonna let the
Manuel Lazzari.
Let me
Correa
just
assist. So Correa has a goal and an assist now in this game. Milan is down 2-0. That is some
big.
And let me listen. So let me just go over the table while I have it here. With this loss, Napoli do take third place.
Yes.
Because of goal differential. Is it goal differential or is it goals scored? Let me see here. Because the tiebreak between the two clubs, Milan have it, and we are tied on points. But what I'm seeing here is a goal differential.
Somebody in my Discord brought up something about that.
It's a little confusing because when you think about it, the first tie. Oh, I know why. It's because
head
it's
to
a
head
three-
goal is number three.
Yeah, but head to head. No, so the tiebreak goes down to this. Mm-hmm. The tiebreak goes down to head to head points, which we share. Milan and Napoli share the head to head points. We each won a game, right? And it goes to goals difference between head to head, right?
That's the fourth tier.
No, head to head. Head to head is the second. The first tie. Head to head points is number one. Right. And then head to head goal difference is number two.
Okay.
So in that case, Milan have a plus one goal difference on us because of their 3-1 win, and then we beat them 1-0 in Milan. So that would make it 3-2 on total goals scored, total goals in the series. So Milan have the head-to-head tiebreak on us. I think what puts us in third right now is that there's a three-way tie between Napoli, Juve, and Milan. And Napoli right now hold that tiebreak with Milan's deficit at 2-0. But Juve and Milan haven't played each other yet in their second match. So that's probably what's getting us into third place at the moment. Because FootMob has a live table at Napoli with 66 in third.
Yeah. Was the goal called off? Josh and Prot is reporting a VAR offside. Was that
for the second goal? It looks like the goal was called off.
Don't.
Goal ruled out offside. Yes. Yes, the goal was ruled out. But even it's okay because with the loss, with a Milan loss, we're still in third.
So, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Let's go Lazio.
Yeah. So Forza Lazio. This is right. But you know, anyway, so Napoli do the job. No matter what happens in the second half with all the misses and everything. Medic came up big, very big. Mm-hmm. Kept us in it. So did the defense at the end, even though the defense was a little shaky towards the end, I think, you know. Second half was a little bit shaky. But if you ask me, Napoli do the job against the Torino side that came in not too shabby in their last six previous to this. Now, let me read that off. Since March 17th, not including today's match, Torino were 3 wins, 2 draws and a loss, 3-2 to Sassuolo, a 1-0 loss to Sampdoria, but then 2-2 to Juve, beat Udinese 1-0, beat Roma 3-1, and then drew Bologna last week 1-1. So they were on a bit of a good patch of form, and a win today would have really helped their situation in the table, fighting for relegation, but they're still there, man. They're still right now the relegation zone for them. 31 15, 16 17 18th. Yep.
How tight is this race on both polar ends? It's crazy,
dude. It's amazing. Crazy. It's amazing. I was looking at it, and the relegation zone in Serie A right now goes all the way up to 12th place with Bologna. Because you've got 60, 17, and 18, which is Torino, Cagliari, Benevento, respectively, with 31 points, right? Bologna and 12th place. Ah, forget it. Udinese in 11th place.
Right.
39. Udinese have 39. Bologna have 38. Genoa have 36. Fiorentina have 34. Spezia have 33. Then it's Torino, Cagliari, Benevento with 31. Parma and Crotone are all but relegated, basically. But... Mm-hmm. But is it
that third spot?
It's incredible. That final relegation spot goes all the way. Any one of those 10 teams on the second half of the table, on the second lower part of the table,
yeah, like 13
can be relegated.
Down, basically,
Udinese at 11th place with 39 points can still effectively be relegated.
Right,
they're only 8 points out of the drop. If they have a, you know, I mean. Chances are they'll stay up, but that's what I'm talking about. It's all
right.
Every game matters. Every game matters. And that's why a Super League never works. A Super League doesn't work. This Super League idea is ridiculous.
It was ridiculous.
What a time to be alive.
I know. It's over. It's over, thank God. But my goodness gracious. You know what I mean?
Man, oh man. Rafa, let's get to the beast of the match today so we can move forward. All right. Let's go for it, guys. Who do you think out there? Let's hear it in the chat, but let's get this bad boy going, guys. I had to do it today, guys.
Had to do it. Had to be done.
We have been knocking this guy all of 2021 for the most part, but today he showed up and he played. That's all we needed from him. Maybe we weren't quite as challenged today. Maybe, you know, Torino wasn't really that hard. Maybe we beat him up a little bit. Maybe they couldn't get anything going. But usually that's because somebody's there helping the defense or scoring some crazy goals outside the box. Mm-hmm. But Bakayoko was my beast today. This was tough today, too. I mean, I think most of the team played well. But, you know, considering what Bakayoko's been going through lately, I thought today he stepped up and he really helped out the team. And, you know, he was my dude today, man. I watched him. Not a lot of mistakes. No big fouls. No weird trouble. You know, he took it upon himself to score that goal. You know, he dribbled it forward. He passed a couple defenders and took this beauty shot to the far side and scored. I mean, it was, I don't know, man. I think we're all surprised, right, Rafa?
Yeah, I mean, listen, he came in to fill, you know, to give Fabian a break, and he performed well. He did what was asked of him. You know, I said this in the audio podcast with Marco that I posted for Far From Vesuvius last week as well. When we talk about our depth, this is what we're talking about. We're talking about the ability to make proper substitutions at proper times. We talk about the ability for players to step in when one needs a break, but when Bakayoko was playing game in, game out because we had no other choice, he didn't perform. So this is his role. And the role that he performed in today was perfect.
Yep.
This is the epitome of our depth situation this season. Had we not been injured all the way through, we might be talking differently about Bakayoko this season, you know, and I don't want to, you know, jump the gun and say Bakayoko stays. He's got to stay. He's vital to this club. That's not what I'm saying. What
he's
I'm saying
the beast
is
of the match.
Right. He's the beast. He's just the beast of the match today. Listen, because you could have given it to Medet because Medet really, really performed well today. You could have given it to Deme. I see Peter Scala saying that Deme should have got it.
Even Patrick, by the way, was with you today, Peter. Sure, he said, I'd probably pick Deme, but I understand why we're picking Bakayoko.
So. Yeah. I mean, Di Lorenzo might have even had a good shout for it. But if you ask me, Bakayoko gets it for what he's done and in the role that he's, you know what I mean? He's done what he's done today in the role he's supposed to be in. And that's the bench role to come in to help out as either a substitute or rotation. Or like, you know, a suspension or a short-term injury. He was in for a long time with a long-term injury. And, you know, we said the same thing about Petagna. A lot of people slag on Petagna, but he had like 4 match winners. Mm-hmm. This is Bakayoko's second match winner of the season. Yeah. Just so we're all clear.
Right.
Bakayoko's got 2. So, you know, listen. Bakayoko's won us 2 matches. There you go.
That's it. Big enough said. Shout out to Bakayoko for that. Mm-hmm. And you know what's good? Like, I'm looking into the chat right now. Ozilem, Hisa, Deme. I mean, so many names are getting thrown out there. Really, like, that's how good I think the team played today. That's how much they brought it to Torino that it was a little difficult, you know. But I wanted to give it to him. I think it was due, you know.
It's a good testament to the club as a whole. Yeah, absolutely.
Chucky, I want to answer this, Rafa, because let's take a couple questions about the game. Right? Should I be worried about Chucky form right now? Hope we didn't see the pre-injury. No, you shouldn't. Actually, he came on the field today and he looked great. I think he's back, baby.
Yeah, he could have been like if we were to give a beast of the subs, I think he'd be like a beast of the subs. Yeah, mm-hmm. You know, he came in, he almost scored right away. He set up a few pretty nice opportunities. Napoli had a lot of opportunities today, and after the substitutions were made, you know, it didn't really hinder that. It added to it, actually. So I think he's doing fine. I think he'll be fine.
Yeah, definitely. He seems to be getting his speed back day by day. Remember, he had a little hamstring injury. That's going to affect anybody. You know, I don't care how strong you are, but I think he's going to be fine. I have a feeling he'll get the nod for next game. Like I saw Politano today. He came off the field. He was a little upset. Why are you upset? You played a good game. Take a break. Let Lozano get some burn. He's been playing, the last three games or so? Politano has been starting. Take a break. You don't have to be mad. Mm-hmm. You put in a great performance that had nothing to do with, you know, like something bad that you did and everything to do with just trying to get Lozano back to where he needs to be, because we're going to need him on this home stretch. We need everybody on their P's and Q's today, these next few games. So there was another question here. I know Quentin put it up.
Quentin's been asking the same question for about 25 minutes.
Yeah, for Moret.
And Quentin, I'm trying to avoid it.
Is it the Moret one?
Yeah, it's the Moret one. Well, go ahead, put it up.
All right, okay. Moret earned a spot today. Agreed. Okay, can I say this much, Rafa?
Yeah, go ahead.
I think today he looked way more focused than he did in his previous games. Mm-hmm. I thought his positioning was perfect today. I mean, yeah, the ball went right to him, but you got to understand.
A couple times. He made a couple of really good saves, Rafa. He did. I'm going to give it to him. Give it to him.
So
there's that one save he made. He came out really big, and I forgot it was against.
Was that might have been
Ansaldi. It was. Was it Ansaldi or was it? Oh, I don't even know if it was Ansaldi. It might have. I can't remember who it was, but he straight stole the ball from us and took it down so slowly, and just took a great shot, and Medet's positioning was great on that one. He was good. I think he distributed well. He did good today. Yes, Medet. Again, I said it last week. I'll say it again today. I think if you tell Medet, listen, you're the man. You're the number one. Especially for next season. You know, you come in there like you are the guy. He's gonna be laser focused and he's gonna respond well to it. I believe. I don't not like Medet. Let's get that straight. I think Ospina is our number one until next season. Where Medet, you tell him. You say, listen. You're the guy, you know, and then that's it.
I agree. He had a good game. He's going to hold it. He's not, I mean, you know, young dude, he'll keep his spot. Pasquale says, Politano's always fired up. I think he hates coming off. Yeah. I mean,
he's saying he likes that he hates coming off. Pasquale likes that, that he hates coming off. I think, yeah, like you said, man, especially if a player didn't do too well, but thinks maybe he could have had one or two. It's okay. No big deal.
Did you see? I felt like that was a lot of that going on today, Rafa, where it was just everybody felt like they could have scored today for some reason. Mm-hmm. And I thought Zielinski was going to get one today. I would have liked a little bit more service to him. There were some times that he was wide open and the ball didn't go to him. But I mean, you know, we're nitpicking at this point. A win's a win, but and I think the rain had something to do with some of the accuracy of those shots.
There's a lot of rain. It was thick pelting. Rain, wasn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Big old fat rain, you know.
Big old fat rain.
But what do you guys think of the game, guys? Hit us up.
I keep looking
chat.
At our standings.
Oh, love it, man.
Like, who would have known? I mean, this season would have looked like that. It's just nuts to me.
Well,
they all thought they could score because Bakayoko scored. You might be onto something there, Quentin.
If this guy got a goal, we can all score.
Yeah. Like, what? No, I want a goal. No, I want a goal. Christopher Estrada. I don't know, guys. If anybody can answer this for Christopher, he always gets Christopher always got the hard questions. Have you guys noticed after?
You're talking about laser focus. This
is the guy. You could be one of our writers soon, right? Christopher. You know what I mean? But the plays usually do some sub running drill. I've never noticed this. If anybody else want to chime in, hit us up in the chat. Let us know, because I've never seen this. Was maybe
Gattuso's
like, I'm not satisfied with you winning. Run,
it's Gattuso. Gattuso's not happy with five goals, bro. You're going to be happy with someone coming off not producing? Get out of here.
Run.
Take a lap.
Just do it.
Um, Who else is on? Who wants to ask more questions? We got,
yeah,
we
guys,
got time.
Throw us a question, man. We got time. Yeah. I'm gonna be. I have a hard 4 o'clock today. I got another game to watch. Got to go some Little League hockey today that I got to go watch.
There
today,
you go. Rafa, so. That's always it's fun, though.
Lots of fun. Had a big day with the niece and nephew yesterday. It was lots of fun. So
that's good, my friend.
Today, but yeah. But it was good. Nice early game. Nice little afternoon Pronzo game, you know?
Pronzo, that's right. I stopped at Roma Foods in Saratoga Springs. I got myself a prosciutto mozzarella.
Nice.
I went a little bit off the cuff because I usually get my prosciutto mozzarella and I don't get anything else on it. Dry. Mm-hmm. Give me it dry. The problem is up here, the mozzarella that they make, the fresh mozzarella, is never salted. They don't salt it, and it's not like juicy like when you get it down in the city or like in Arthur Avenue or in Little. You don't get, it's not juicy, it's not in the milk, it's in the fridge. They take it out, it's homemade, but it's not salted either, it's not salata. So I usually get it from there. I get it with roasted red peppers, and for some reason they put black olives on it too, and I was like, what? I don't want no black olives. No. Yeah, but not on my prosciutto mozzarella.
Not on the prosciutto. It's too much. Not on the prosciutto.
It just wasn't right for me. But you know what? It's okay. I still ate good, you know?
Rafa, Josh asked a little preview on Cagliari. You want to do it?
Okay. Cagliari's going to be a tough cookie to crack because, yeah, I know. You know, listen.
Maybe.
I hope so, because I'll tell you right now, it's going to be difficult because they are also in a heated battle for, you know, safety. You know what I mean? And right now, Cagliari is you know, they won their match, their last match against, I think it was Udinese, right? Then they beat Roma, right? Yeah. Udinese was last weekend, and then Roma was this past midweek, 3-2, yeah. You know? So they're in 17th place. They're also tied with Torino and Benevento at 31 points, and they're on the ascend as well. Because, like I said, Parma 4-3, Udinese 1-0, Roma 3-2, all wins, three on the trot. Mm-hmm. So, they're, you know, yeah, it's gonna be tough.
Three or five.
And that's a team that on paper should be nowhere near the relegation zone. Nowhere near it, but they are. Hopefully Napoli takes care of business. They beat them last time out, and this is what I talked about a little bit last week too. The games that we did not win in the, you know, in the first half of the season, like the Torino game where we tied, like the Spezia game where we lost, like the Verona game that we lost, like the Udinese game we just squeaked out a win, we've got to pick up points in those games, because those are very, very important. Right now, guys, destiny's in our own hands. The reason that we're in third place right now is only because Juve and Milan haven't played each other, but we're guaranteed fourth if we stay tied with Juventus. We're guaranteed if we have the tiebreak against Atalanta. We have the tiebreak as it stands against Juventus, but that's because we've got 8 more goals scored than Juve does, which is great. And we're at a higher goal differential. And that's another reason why I'm a little upset we didn't win more big today, because we could have went right now. We're 1 goal over Juventus in the goal differential, but we could have been like 3 or 4 if we had scored those
easily
goals
today. Yeah.
Remember what I said? Couple of big wins we need. And we're right back there. And we got the big win against Lazio 5-2. So this 2-0 makes the last 2 matches a 7-2, so we gained 5 goal differential points, and because of that we're over Juventus in goal difference, but we still got 5 games left to play, guys. It's not over.
Yeah,
not
it's
over. Not,
I think, you know, Cagliari have, again, you got this double motivation, I think, from this team. You have a team that doesn't want to get relegated, and maybe even a team that wants to upset Napoli. So you have this double motivation from them. Obviously, it's much more important not to get relegated more than trying to upset Napoli. So I think that plays a factor. You know, that's kind of like the human element of the game, where what's the team's biggest motivation? And that's a pretty big one. I don't think Napoli should let up. But I'm also confident because our team is pretty well rested right now. We Gattuso was able to find a good balance ever since everybody came back. You saw Lozano. I think Lozano should get the nod up. I think he's ready to burn some grass under his feet. You know, I think he's ready to run. Burn some grass. But honestly, like him today coming off the bench, he looked his best so far over the past few games. So I want to see more of him next game. You know, we still had Fabian on the bench. We got Manolas coming back. Ruiz pretty well rested. If Gattuso
Lozano should start.
Lozano should definitely start. I think he's due. He's time. I know Gattuso, sometimes he likes to hold back a little bit. It kind of creates this this will, this want, this real ambition inside these players, and they get on the field and they do it. And I think he'll score a goal, man. He almost had one today. He was doing some acrobatic shit in the box. And so I think Napoli can do it, but they can't let up. Like, you can't just start going out there lollygagging. Like, you gotta hold them back.
Sure. So. Next week also is Milan Benevento, and you know Benevento's fighting for to stay up. Milan on the downswing, so that's going to be fun. Saturday the 1st, Lazio play Genoa, who's never a slouch. Udinese have Juventus, which Udinese has been on fire too lately. You know, so it's going to be Sassuolo Atalanta. Crazy. So you're looking at a situation where Sassuolo beat Atalanta, if Udinese beat Juve, Napoli win, we could be in second place next week.
It's crazy.
Milan
is like Bitcoin right now.
Bitcoin dropping. Dude, I mean
they did go up.
Listen,
a
I'm very perplexed about Milan. Very, very perplexed. Just doesn't make sense to me. They were flying so high. It's a capitulation that I've never seen before. Really. They're in trouble. They may not finish in top five, top four.
That's nuts. Who would have thought?
After leading Serie A most of the season, they might not finish top four.
It's like the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable.
That's good. And Juve's schedule too. They don't have it easy that May, man.
Nah, just, man, you know, they don't. No.
Crazy. Atalanta, Inter, Milan, they still got to play as well as Sassuolo and Bologna. But this is going to be a fight to the very end, Rafa. Who knows? It's going to be crazy.
Yeah. You know, we just have to keep doing what we do, you know?
Yeah.
And we have to worry. At this point, literally, we have to worry about ourselves. Yeah. There's nothing. Like, yeah, we could look at all the other matches if we want to. I was scrolling through and looking at all the scenarios. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, none of it really matters anymore because we're in the top four. Like we are third place. So there's destiny is in our own hands. Yeah.
Milan and Juve. Pasquale says Milan and Juve. We're too focused on the Super League. Can't blame them. No, I blame them. That's what happened. Focus. You need to focus, you know. Let me see, guys. You know, Ralph, I want to touch on something that I say. I don't know if it made a difference or not, but the whole news silence that Napoli has taken.
The silencio stampa.
And I'll ask it to the chat. Do you think that this has made a difference in the Napoli performance? Now, I know that we got our whole roster back. I'm sure that's the number one thing. But as far as the whole attitude of the team, because we saw in the winter just how disrupted this team was mentally, not just to the physical aspect with the injuries and all that and COVID and this, but it was so much abuse. And Gattuso said it. He's like, you're ripping me, you know, for any little thing. Josh says 100% yes, because it really feels like the people are so hard on us all the time, and we could have been a little critical. I know we were all critical of Gattuso, but some of the abuse that he went through was not fair. It was not fair. And look at him now, you know. And
I'm sorry,
Ralph,
to say,
your take on that.
Yeah, well, my take is a lot of the abuse came from the press, but it also came from you guys. It came from the I'm not talking about you, Rafi. It came from the fans. It came, look in my face. Look in my face. It came from the fans. It started with the fans. The media, the social media, everybody ripped Gattuso a new one when it really wasn't fair. And one of the only people, me, saying it's not fair to rip him the way that we were, it's we are looking good right now because the whole fact that all these players were missing and now that they're back, they're doing fine, you know. And I understand that a lot of the times the manager gets too much praise and then the manager also gets too much blame. But you got to call it like it is. When you have the situation that we were in the wintertime, there's really no reason to blame a manager like that. Look at Lazio with Simone Inzaghi. Let me just bring this up. Lazio with Simone Inzaghi. They won a couple of cups. They won, you know, Coppa Italia. They won a Super Cup with Inzaghi too. But they kept missing out on top four. And last season they finished, if it wasn't for COVID, last season Lazio could have won the Scudetto. Could have. Not saying they would have, but they could have if it wasn't for COVID. And then this season they got to play in the Champions League and made it out of the group stage. And yeah, they're not having a great season this year either. And that's a, you know, upper management issue. But they're not looking to get rid of Simone Inzaghi. They're continuing with Simone Inzaghi. Why can't we decide to continue with Gattuso? After especially the season that he had last season. Mind you, Simone Inzaghi wasn't very, what am I looking for? He wasn't very seasoned. He wasn't it's just like Jerry Mancini said last week. You know, as I'm talking, I'm remembering Jerry said it. He wasn't very experienced either. But look at him now. He's doing really well. He's faring very well for himself. Gattuso can be a great manager. And again, I'm not saying he's the one that's going to get us over the hump. But if any manager deserves to stay this season, it's him. And if there's ever – if we have to think of a more most improved manager over from last season to this season, it's got to be Gattuso. Because, yeah, he took Ancelotti's spot and he did what he did last season. But at the same time, we did finish in seventh. He did lose us a lot of games last year as well. He won the Coppa Italia, yes. But look where we're at now. Look at where we're at in the table now. So most improved for me would – I mean, I would say Gattuso's in the running for most improved manager of the season.
Yeah.
But everyone wants him gone. And I don't think it's right. I just don't. I don't. I feel like – when we talk about Gattuso and we talk about, and I'm going to get back to your point about the silencio stampa, because I know I veered off a little bit, but my what it all comes down to is all the talk about him leaving, the deal that he saw, that he agreed upon with Fiorentina, the row with ADL, he's leaving. We don't know all that for real because the media is not allowed in. They're all basing these rumors on hearsay, you know, which might have a kernel of truth to it, but it might not be the full truth. You understand what I'm saying? We're not getting the ins and the outs of the club every week. The only thing we're really getting are the tweets from ADL. And all he does lately is compliment the team. And yeah, I firmly believe that ADL has spoken to other managers before the end of the season because obviously if Gattuso doesn't get us to fourth, we're going to replace him. That's for sure. But I also firmly believe that these guys are on hold. Like, oh, you know, stay there. Yeah. Wait for it. Because I have to at least honor Gattuso for if he gets us to fourth. But if he gets us finishing in second place, there's not a doubt in my mind that he stays next season. And all these rumors go to the wayside. I don't care.
You know, Rafa, like, and I Vincenzo Gattuso, you're going to trigger Giuseppe over here, Vincenzo. But guys, I don't, you know, we don't want to make this a coach show because we will have an episode about this where we can go in depth, look at the numbers, try to make sense of it all. What was important that I wanted to bring up right now was the media, was the journalism, because I think it has triggered us more than we give credit to. You know, we're here in America. It's tough for us to get a lot of good news in English. A lot of it is translated, or most of us, you know, we're on Italian sites getting a lot of this news. And I just remember, you know, trying to find notes, trying to find information. And I mean, how many names with coaches did they throw at us? You know, how many times did they throw Gattuso under a bus? How many times did they say they were going to sell Koulibaly? I mean, it's ridiculous that the treatment Napoli gets in the winter. You want to know why we do bad every winter? Is because they're throwing shit at us every freaking
January. Yeah, but Ralph, we let them get in our heads too, Ralph.
Yeah, but the amount of abuse that we get from them is not fair. Like, we got to sit here and take abuse about our coaches, our players, our president. But they can't tell us how good we've been doing over the past 10 years. Nobody wants to give us the credit of being a top team. Nobody ever wants to put us in their top four predictions. But they could bash our coaches. They could bash our systems. Yeah. All right. Gattuso, he made some rookie mistakes. But this dude has been through hell. I mean, the whole team has been through hell all year. The fact that we're now even fighting second. And let me tell you, I was one of those guys that was hard on Reno, man. It was honestly like it was a battle between the Ralphs here. You know what I mean? Like you know, Ralph was really on the side, really on the other side. But you know, you start looking at the human aspect of what this dude went through, and you're like, wow. Like,
yeah, and you know, I'm looking at Joe Dange's comment there. You know what I mean? And I don't think it's fair, because if you're gonna say that about Napoli, you need to say that about Inter too, and Antonio Conte, and he gets the Scudetto this season. Right. If Napoli had a stronger squad with, and when I say stronger, I mean healthier. Okay, Napoli are right there with Inter, and I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear no. They're not. They are. Okay, and Napoli did not have only one competition to worry about. Napoli had three competitions to worry about, and during that time was hit with all kinds of injuries. Okay, so Inter had no injuries to deal with, none, zero, zilch, the minimal, the very minimum. Okay, and Napoli got destroyed with injuries and COVID during the time that they were in three competitions. So that's not an excuse for me, Joe. And if you want to come on here and we can debate the management situation, we can do that. Okay.
I think Joe has earned a spot in the coach episode.
We can set that up. We're going to have a manager episode. Okay. Because I'm going to prove to everybody that Gattuso's way, way better than Ancelotti at Napoli. Yeah. At Napoli. Way better.
But I don't want to get too much far further. I got to do a hard out. Got to go get the kids, Rafa.
Yeah. All
right, man. So, Joe, we're going to let you respond. I know you've been responding in there. But, again, we don't want to veer off too much with the coaches, because I really do want a good episode about this. You know, once the season is over, we're going to have to find some things to talk about, guys. And we can go over all of this. We're going to go over Gattuso. We're going to go over Ancelotti. We're going to go over the Sarri. Shit, I'll go all the way back to Rafa Benitez and even Mazzarri. I don't care. I think it's due. I think a comparison is due, and I would love to do it. I want to dedicate a whole episode, not just 15 minutes or just like runoff. All right, guys. But, you know, today kind of one of those hybrid shows, a little post game slash rant. So we stayed on a little bit longer for everybody. We appreciate everybody coming into the chat. I got a cool thing I wanted to, Rafa, you want to add anything? I want to get a good Forza Napoli going in on the chat. And, I wanted to do this. Let's get a big Forza Napoli going in, you know? You know, guys, we're growing here. Let's get a big Forza Napoli sempre. Rafa, go ahead. You can speak over this while the boys and the ultras in the back, if you want to say something.
All I want to say is thank you to all the people listening, watching, listening to the podcast. You guys have been wonderful. You guys are awesome. This platform is amazing for us. We're only getting bigger. The Far From Vesuvius name is growing, and it's going to grow even more and more with the rant, with the podcast, with the Maradona series, with Nacho Napoli, with other things we have planned that are coming soon. Stay tuned. I'm just so excited to be part of this amazing project that Ralph and I are working on. And, you know, Champions League, no Champions League, fourth, no fourth, Gattuso, no Gattuso. It doesn't matter. Napoli.
What's a Rafa?
We got to save this for when we clinch the Champions League, my man.
Yeah, you know. Unbelievable. I wanted to do that. Love guys, that. Thank you again. Quentin here. Josh, shout out Quinte, shout out Convoy. Alonso, thank you. Alfonso, rather. Thank you, Vincenzo, Quentin, Giuseppe out there. Giuseppe, let me get a Forza Napoli separate. Come on. Peter Scala, thank you so much, guys. Thank you, everybody in the chat. I'm waiting for Giuseppe to give me a Forza Napoli. I'm not leaving until Giuseppe
come on,
gives
Giuseppe,
me a
Forza. Where you at?
Where Forza you at, Joe? We want it. But, yeah, I, man. I, no, I, but, what happened?
I just can't believe he's still slagging on Gattuso, man.
No, he is. We were talking the other day, me and Joe. But we're getting to him. We're getting to you guys,
it's
little by little.
2-0 Lazio. Correa double. 2-0 Lazio. Over. It's over.
Anyway, there we go. Guys, we're going to see you next game. We'll definitely be here next Monday, and we got tons of stuff to talk about as the season kind of comes down. Coming to an end, coming to a close.
Yeah. Next Monday, we're gonna round up the Cagliari match that's on Sunday morning. That's next Monday, and then also, Ralph, I almost forgot, man. I have an announcement to make. Next Monday, our very own, well, not our very own, but the one and only Damien from RB Soccer Jerseys will be with us next Monday. We're probably going to have to go a little early again. I think we're going to kick off at 4 o'clock next weekend. Okay.
Yeah,
so 4 o'clock, 4 o'clock PM Eastern time. Okay. Damien from RB Classic Soccer Jerseys is going to come on, and we have a big announcement when he's on. So stay tuned to the Raf and Raf Rant on the Far From Vesuvius Network, baby, because it's going to go down. It's going to go down. You all know Damien for releasing these kits behind me, the Aneta kits, the Aneta remakes. So, yeah, he's going to be on. Apparently, he's a big Napoli fan as well. So this is going to be a lot of fun. Yes. It's going to be a lot of fun. So he'll be on with us.
All right, guys. Until then, we'll see you next time. Raf, great show.
Yes, you too.
What's Napoli Sempre? We'll see you next time.
Ciao.